Southern Vancouver Island and Cowichan Valley nonprofit organizations, Indigenous governing bodies, and charities can now apply for funding through the Government of Canada's $400 million Community Services Recovery Fund. Locally, United Way Southern Vancouver Island, the Canadian Red Cross, and the Victoria Foundation are accepting applications until February 21, 2023. This funding is part of a $400 million nationwide investment from the Government of Canada. Eligible nonprofit organizations, Indigenous governing bodies, and charities serving a portion of a province or territory can apply for one of two tiers available in the local stream. Tier 1 includes funding ranging from $10,000 to $100,000, while Tier 2 covers $100,001 to $200,000 for applicants that meet specific criteria. United, we champion initiatives, programs, and projects that integrate and make a significant, positive change in people's lives, says Danella Parks, Director of Community Impact with United Way Southern Vancouver Island. As society recovers and rebuilds, United Way is honored to support this investment by the Government of Canada with a focus on program and service innovation and redesign in the nonprofit sector. The Community Services Recovery Fund aims to strengthen charities and nonprofits since they play a key role in addressing persistent and complex social problems faced by all communities. This support will help fund one-time projects focused on people, systems, and program innovation. Now more than ever, it will be vital for charities, nonprofit organizations, and Indigenous governing bodies to have the resources they need to help communities recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, says Naomi Armstrong, Director, Planning and Business Support, British Columbia and Yukon, Canadian Red Cross. We thank the Government of Canada for their investment in the long-term needs of communities through projects funded by the Community Service Recovery Fund. Projects funded under the Community Services Recovery Fund will work within one of the project focus areas below. All unincorporated nonprofits should apply to the Canadian Red Cross. Investing in people, Canadian Red Cross funding will support one-time projects that focus on how organizations recruit, retain, engage and support their personnel, including staff, volunteers and boards of directors. This project focus area will be supported by the Canadian Red Cross. Investing in systems and processes, Victoria Foundation funding will support one-time projects that invest in the systems and processes involved in creating the internal workings of an organization's overall structure. Investing in program and service innovation and redesign, United Way Southern Vancouver Island funding will support one-time projects primarily focused on program and service innovation and redesign using information gained during the COVID-19 pandemic. As we emerge from the pandemic, nonprofits and charitable organizations continue to adapt to the changing needs of our communities, says Sandra Richardson, Victoria Foundation CEO. With these challenges come new opportunities to evolve systems and processes to build resiliency as we move forward together. The Victoria Foundation is proud to support this investment by the Government of Canada. More specific information, including the applicant guide, recording of the How to Apply webinar, eligibility details, FAQs and the Where to Apply questionnaire can be found on the Community Services Recovery Fund website.